Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on a gray Wednesday afternoon, June 4th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. 529 plans offer tax perks for education and now retirement savings as well. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, private sector hiring slowed sharply last month with just 37,000 jobs added, the lowest in more than 2 years. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line. Reminding you to bring your business home is Brian Westbury, Chief Economist, First Trust Advisors in Wheaton. Brian, thank you for joining us today. And every month, this is something I say every month, Brian, when the ADP report comes out on Wednesday, is that the ADP report methodology differs from the government jobs report methodology that comes out on Friday morning. So this means either a big contraction in hiring when that Friday report comes out, or maybe a number that surprises to the upside in a big way. It's just because the methodology is that different.
Yep. Yeah, Rob, you are absolutely right. It's great to be with you. They do differ in their methodology. Our forecast right now is that the government's job number, in contrast to the ADP number that we got today, so 37,000 is what ADP said. We think the government's job number is going to be around 100,000, and which, by the way, would be weaker than the average over the past year, but better than that 37,000. I think the economy is slowing into the second half. Today, we also had a report on the services sector, the biggest sector of the U.S. economy. And that index, for the first time in a year, fell below 50, which means a contraction, just a slight contraction, but basically a weak services sector. So the jobs numbers are slowing down. Initial claims are picking up. But this isn't a massive recession that I see coming or a massive slowdown. It's just sort of a normal business cycle. We've had a lot of growth after COVID, and that's finally over. And I think we're going to see slower growth in the second half.
How much of this is downstream from the uncertainty that followed the tariff announcement in early April, 2 months ago? And will we see a bounce back in those numbers in the same way we have seen a bounce back in equities?
Yes. This gets a little complicated, but I think I can explain it. If we have gross domestic product, GDP, everybody's heard of that. And if you think about it, it's domestic product. So if you buy something that's consumption that gets added to GDP, but if you buy an imported something, then what we do is we turn around and we subtract that right back because we didn't produce it. It's not our domestic product. And so in the first quarter, we had a massive surge in imports because everybody was trying to beat the tariffs. And that was a big negative in the report. So we had a negative 0.2 in the first quarter. Now, all of a sudden, the numbers are really popping up. People are looking for 4.5% real growth in the second quarter, a massive swing from the first. And I would argue average the two out. Then if you average the two out, it's about 2% growth, which is the last 20-year average. So ignore these big swings, and I think the second half of the year is going to have less volatility from this policy uncertainty.
Ryan Westbury, Chief Economist, First Trust Advisors in Wheaton, thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a 101 on 529 college savings plans.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
529 plans offer tax perks for education and now retirement savings, too. Let's go inside this college savings tool and what families need to know to make the most of them with Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner and founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago, past national president of the Financial Planning Association, the website engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And I think anybody thinking back to when they became a new parent or when a new child entered the world, the first thing you did once you set up the nursery and once you got home from the hospital was set up that 529 college savings plan, which offers a great deal of tax savings for you and anybody else who decides to set one up and contribute to one.
Rob, this is a great point. And if every one of your listeners applied that logic, right, you have a new child and you start, putting money in on a monthly, annual basis to a 529 plan, college expenses would be a lot easier to sort of deal with when the element comes and when that bill comes. 529 accounts for us are one of the greatest things Congress has ever given us in regards to its benefits, not only from a taxable standpoint, given the fact that they can be tax-free in terms of distributions, tax-free growth, and even for Illinois residents who put monies into the Bright Star plan, you can actually get an Illinois state tax deduction by placing monies into these accounts.
Now, let's start off from the perspective of new parents, and you are saving for your child's college education. You touched on some of the tax advantages of a 529 plan. Bright Start in Illinois is the name of that plan. What are some of the things that you need to know, and what are some of the advantages you can reap as a result of saving in a 529 plan?
Yeah, just like what we've talked about over the years with you and your listeners, right? Automate a 529 plan. You have a child, you get a Social Security number, establish that 529 plan right out of the gate, and start making monthly, quarterly, whatever kind of contributions they are automatically out of your, checking or savings account. This is a great way to build up and use compounding for your favor. And so the monies that go in, again, if you're an Illinois resident and you put monies into Bright Start, you get that tax deduction up front. These assets grow tax deferred, and at the back end, if you take it out for expenses, and the range of college expenses that qualify for tax redistributions are pretty wide. It goes beyond just tuition and books and fees. It can be for housing. It can be for computers. It can be for things that help your child navigate their way through school. And if you use it for pre-college, right, K through 12, you can take out $10,000 in order to, and tax-free as well for the as well. So there is tremendous benefits in 529 plans, not only, again, for saving for college, but, for estate planning purposes as well. So just a phenomenal vehicle for most parents and even grandparents to utilize.
And speaking of grandparents, this is something we have talked about on this program before, and that is the college savings journey. The onus doesn't necessarily have to fall on the parents. Grandparents can set up a 529 as well for their grandchildren's college education.
Yeah, so parents can set up an account, and anyone can contribute to the account, parents, grandparents, relatives, And so for grandparents who have amassed, let's say, some money and they have like estate planning issues in terms of overall, it's a great way to contribute and get that money out of your estate. And so again, this is like kind of an all team effort. So if you've got parents who are trying to help their kids with their grandkids' college education, it's a phenomenal way to be efficient, invest in one fund. And then again, the great part about this, Rob, is once your kids reach age 21, the funds aren't automatically given to them if it's in an account that the parent holds on behalf of the child. So there's control features and there's checks and balances within these accounts, along with the tax benefits that make this these types of plans. We're big fans of these plans, and we try to instill these in almost every client relationship that it makes sense.
Ed Gjertsen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago, past national president of the Financial Planning Association. Find him online at engagewealthgroup.com. Coming up next, 90s restaurant chains are trending again, and Gen Z is loving it. We'll talk about that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Fueled by nostalgia and TikTok trends, 90s-era restaurant chains like Chili's and Rainforest Cafe are staging a surprising comeback with younger diners. Joining us to discuss is Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And one of the iron laws of business and culture, Izzy, it seems like that the 20-year cycle is that you get 20 years down the road and all of a sudden a new generation becomes nostalgic for what life was like two decades, or in this case, three decades before. And that is benefiting some of these restaurant chains, these fast casual places that used to be the staple of shopping malls.
It is incredible. And you know, if you ask people in the industry, you know, what was the demise of, you know, the TGI Fridays and restaurants like that was, well, you know, they didn't keep up with the trends and they haven't changed quick enough. And all of a sudden, staying exactly the same is what's bringing them all of that business.
Now, it's interesting. Rainforest Cafe famously moved out of River North a couple of years ago, and it's basically been mothballed for years, Izzy, as people have tried to turn it into a dispensary, and there are viral pictures of the old frog that used to grace the front door on Ontario or on Ohio. Still there. You could put it back together. You could start Rainforest Cafe tomorrow if you wanted to and take advantage of this trend.
Well, certainly if the trend becomes more than a trend and lasts for a year or two, they they might be thinking about that. But it is very interesting looking at the generation going in because, you know, as you said, you know, they're getting it through social media and TikTok. And it's like amazing. Wow, we've never been here. And they're looking at all the foods. And it is like for them, certainly stepping back into a time that they never knew, right? Because this was all the 90s and this is something very new for them and a lot of fun. So hopefully this will stick for a while.
Well, what's interesting, too, is just the power of nostalgia, not only for people, nostalgia for an age that Gen Z never experienced, but the one big conversation starter that works with pretty much anybody these days is talking about the Chi-Chi's revival, because everybody has a fond memory of being young and relatively and barely employed and going to Chi-Chi's and taking advantages of their free appetizer nights as a way of just having dinner. And that was the case for a lot of these chain restaurants. You'd go there, you get some cheap apps, and that was a meal when you were counting your pennies. And even though people are a lot more successful these days, those fond memories remain.
You know, absolutely. And it, you know, was always fun going in there where they'd have happy hour and some appetizers out on a mini buffet, and you bought your cocktail and you know, had something to eat and hang out. And that was a formula that worked then. I'm not every part of this is going to come back, but certainly the main parts of it, the things that people really remember, the fun, the music, the vibe in there, all of those things are going to certainly keep people coming in.
Now, when you have a trend like this, how long is the iron still hot? Because I'm thinking back to Ed DeBevics, which tried to cash in on 50s nostalgia and managed to ride that pony for a couple of decades. So if you want to get back into the 90s nostalgia business, should you start planning now, or did that ship sail yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, the nostalgia piece of it, you know, there, people are going to the brands, you know, those restaurants that still exist. There are some Bennigan's out there still. There are TGI Fridays. There are, you know, a number of those places. So I'm not sure that a restaurant jumping into that 90s trend right now, you know, would see, you know, the sales in the end, or be able to really do what Ed DeBevics did. You know, they really went over the top for the 50s. And I'm not sure what you'd have to do to be over the top for the 90s to get, you know, these young customers to come in. But for now, they're loving going to those chains that still exist and having a great time.
Imagine a whole restaurant with a wait staff of grunge-looking people with flannel shirts. Let's game this out off air. Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are slightly higher today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kulpbaum, president, Kulpbaum Capital Management, Fox News business contributor based in Orlando, Florida. Find him online at GaryK.com. Gary, thank you for joining us today. And what do you make of the private payroll data that came out today, given that it's a wildly different methodology from that which the government uses in their jobs report, which will come out on Friday morning?
Yeah, whenever you see one that doesn't look right, don't blink. The next one will usually be different. I think the economy's okay here. I don't see any recession, any big trouble, though. We'll wait to see what the market thinks. But I got to tell you, every time we've had trouble over the last 50 years, the market usually head south a few months in advance. So I think we're in decent shape here. Nothing spectacular, but good enough. And I think the employment business is still in decent shape.
It seems like some of these jobs numbers and the services sector number that came out today, both are downstream from the tariff uncertainty that we experienced 2 months ago when those tariffs were rolled out and then pulled back. And it seems like equities have recovered. They've chosen a direction, and chances are the rest of the metrics will follow.
Yeah, well, the equities have recovered because they got rid of the massive gargantuan over-the-top numbers when it came to the tariffs. And yeah, as far as employment also, just think about any business
where one day it's 145% tariff and the next day it's 30 and the next day we're thinking about 50 and the next day we're thinking about 70 and the next one we're going to do exemptions. So that'll tend to stop hiring in a big way. But I think they've learned a lesson in D.C. That if they went back to those big tariffs, the markets and the economy will crash, because guess what was happening at the time? The markets and the economy were going to crash.
President Trump, one of the leading the chorus to cut interest rates. And would this be a good time to do so?
I think he could. But as I've always said to you, just watch the 10-year yield. That'll tell you everything you need to know. And the 10-year yield has gone from 4.6 to 4.3.5 over the last few weeks. And every time it heads lower is a good thing. And it gives Powell a chance to play a little catch-up. I think Powell's doing a good, and I'm the biggest whiner about him. I think he's doing a good job as of recent by just not doing anything. Less is more when it comes to the Fed. Watch the free market instead. And the 10-year right now is performing just fine. If it goes lower, terrific. If it goes above 5, you'll be hearing from me.
My goodness, we got to save this broadcast. 12:34 Central Time on June 4th. Gary Kaltbaum praising Jerome Powell, and of course, yes, you have not been one of his biggest fans. So the fact that you say he's doing a good job really means something. What can we expect on Friday morning when that government jobs report comes out?
There's predictions all over the map, because we're going backwards to when you had those big tariffs. For me, though, it's looking forward. So maybe the number's going to be soft. I'm not really sure about that. I just think we're in pretty good stead. I speak to companies, and I definitely look at small businesses, and they're feeling better now. But I will say this again, the wild card, if the president wakes up and says we're going back to the unpause and we're going back to all those tariffs across the world, all bets will be off, my friend, because as you know, the markets weren't happy. You had autos being held back. You had Amazon not shipping. Anything's possible if they decide to do that. So let's just hope they learned a big lesson and we're not going to go back there anymore. Small tariffs, there are workarounds. You can get around them, but big ones, that's a big problem.
Gary Kaltbaum, President Kaltbaum Capital Management, Fox News business contributor in Orlando. Find him online, GaryK.com. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, a mid-year check-in that can help you stay on track for a solid financial future.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. A mid-year financial review can reveal hidden issues and sharpen your goals for a stronger second half of the year. We welcome in Craig Bolanos, founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Craig, thank you for joining us today. And it's hard to believe that the end of the second quarter will arrive on the 30th of this month. And that means the year is 50% done. I feel like I was ringing in the new year just 5 minutes ago, but here we are approaching the midway point of 2025, and a good time as any, Craig, to kind of take a stock of your finances, not only where you are in the equities market, but just the state of your spending and saving goals.
Everybody needs their own state of the union. You do one at the beginning of the year. You do one at the midpoint of the year. And action item number one is this. If people have not yet, it is time to review your budget. At the halfway point of the year, I want you to go back and say, have you been a good steward? Have I been a good steward of my income relative to my spending? That's needs and wants. That's where it all starts, Rob. And then when we're done with the budget, we move on to assessing the progress towards our savings goals.
And then when it comes to taking a look at your portfolio, this has certainly been a turbulent first half of the year. And what are some things you could do just to take stock of what you got, no pun intended, just to make sure that you're keeping up with just the changes in the market this year?
Rob, take stock of what you got. That's why this is the best noon business hour on the market. Listen, everybody, you heard it from Rob. We are back to even for the year. Yes, the S&P 500 is back to even for the year. So the message that each of us have is, knowing everything that we know now, what would you do different, if anything? Because market forces are back to where they were January 1st. Let that be your guiding principle if you have too much risk in your portfolio. Let that be your principle if you're underinvested. But let's take advantage of the fact that we have a second chance to do the right thing that's unique for each of us with our investments.
Well, this also seems like a good lesson this year about the power of fear and not giving into it, because there was a lot of discussion, people joking about getting out of the market in early April. But if you really, truly did get out of the market or pull back in early April when that tariff announcement came, you cost yourself a decent chunk of change in the last 2 months.
Rob, and that's why we argue at VestGen that it's a systematic, repeatable process that leads to results that are TNT tested in the trenches. And that means for all of us, just as Rob said, our listening audience, let's start making our decisions based on data and not making our decisions based on sentiment, because how we feel changes quickly, but it's data that's a more reliable driven strategy for all of us to have long-term perspective and be better investors.
And even though the IRS tax deadline passed not too long ago, part of that financial review should probably include looking ahead to next April, or at the very least next January when the filing period begins.
That's exactly right. You know, when you did your taxes this spring, did you find out that you were over withheld or maybe you were under withheld? Maybe your tax preparer recommended that you might need to adjust your withholding. That's your W-4. Maybe your tax preparer reminded you that you need to make quarterly estimates. Reminder, everybody, June 16th, 12 days from today, is the second quarter estimate. So let's use this mid-year review as an opportunity to make sure we're properly withheld so we have no surprises on our 2025 tax return come spring of 2026.
Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday, and still to come, the airline industry deals with the fallout from conflicts across the globe.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Expanding global conflict zones and missile threats are forcing airlines to reroute flights, cancel some runs, and absorb soaring costs amid mounting safety and security concerns. Joining us now is Ken Goldstein, President, KJG International Consulting in Chicago. Ken, thank you for joining us today. And how does this compare to the threats that airlines faced during the Cold War? I mean, it was 42 years ago when a Soviet fighter plane shot down a Korean Airlines jumbo jet that had strayed off course into Soviet airspace. How does the situation today compare to the way things were in the 80s?
Oh, this is much more grave. The big concern is what happened this past December over Kazakhstan when a Russian air defense missile shot down a plane. And then, of course, the other one, the big one that is in everyone's mind, is when a Malaysian airliner, with all these people going between Amsterdam and Malaysia, was shot down over what was the battleground of Ukraine. And that was fighting between the Russian separatists and, of course, the Ukraine. So it's much more dangerous now. And the drones have made it even worse. So what happens is the air nations, hopefully, will close off their airspace. I mean, the best example was India and Pakistan recently. They closed off the airspace over Kashmir for flights. And again, these are the flights coming from Europe to the Southeast Asia. But this is a big concern. So you got to airlines have to be very careful about this.
Now, airlines, American-based airlines, flights originating in American cities, let's say like Chicago, that go to Australia or to Asia or to African destinations, do they fly over these conflict zones, or do they more often than not just fly over the North Pole?
Generally speaking, no, although there is a concern, for example, like the flights with United, if they're going to go from Chicago to Delhi or Bombay, Mumbai, I'm sorry. They fly generally over the pole and down through Russia and those things. And that generally is free of major activity. And the drones that I mentioned, you know, the airlines are flying high enough, 35,000, 37,000, 38,000, 39,000 feet, that these drones should not be a problem. Where you get concerned is primarily going from Europe down to Southeast Asia, London, say, to Singapore, because then they have to fly over the battlegrounds of over the Ukraine, what was even Syria, the Middle East, Israel, and that area, and, of course, anything else further. The good news, let me just back up a second, is talking that Syria is going to open up some of their airlines, which allows the airlines traveling in that corridor going from Europe down to Southeast Asia or whatever, or the major Gulf carriers, Emirates and those guys, are more attracted to these openings than even the American carriers, because that's their area of expertise.
Ken Goldstein, President, KJG International Consulting, thank you for jumping on the show to lend your expertise this afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.